Welcome to
Podcast News, Triple One. We're there for you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'm here with my good friend Dulcie.
Hi.
Coming up soon, we'll be talking about the new changes to our primary school.
Dun 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 dun. Recently, Ballet Primary School are in the progress of their new and improved senior learning unit. To make this happen, we've needed to block off a fair bit of our school.
For safety reasons. Everyone is really excited, but we at Architects can't plan at all.
Architects, Maddie. Architects.
Whatever.
Changing the subject. We've had for the past week a new principal, because Mrs. Warren has had a new family member come in and has needed time off.
Our latest principal is Miss Macon. She was currently a teacher at our school and she still is. That's it for now, folks.
Podcast News. Triple One. We're there for you. See ya.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Hayley and this is Jordan.
Hello.
And this is Tim.
Hello.
And we are here to tell you about Bella Sports.
On Thursday the 31st of May, 7 students are going to the zone cross country.
Those 7 students are Leo, Hayley, Isaac, Hugh, Jacoba, Callum and Chris.
These students will be competing against Victoria's best cross country runners. Good luck to them.
Now it's time for Bella's inter-school sports update. The sports were soccer, netball, football, t-ball and volley stars.
In Ballet's football team, they lost. The scores were 78-13.
In t-ball, we had a boys' team and girls' team. Our girls' team won 14-17. Our boys' team won 32-22.
The volley stars team lost. The score 11-49. Their way.
In netball, Ballet won all 3 games. The scores were 10-9, 19-16, and 13-3.
In soccer, Ballet had 2 teams. They drew with Torquay 4-4. The other team, the score was 4-1, their way.
And that's all for Ballet Sports.
Remember, a bad day on the field is always better than a good day at work.
I'm Emily, and this is Hugh, and you're listening to Sound of the Week.
Today our contestants are Kate and Josh.
Hi.
Hi.
Contestants, listen carefully. Here's the sound.
Well, contestants, what do you think the sound is?
I think someone banging on the wall. I think someone dropping a pen or something.
Thank you, contestants. You did very well. But the sound was a pen being rolled under my foot.
Thank you for listening to Sound of the Week. See you later.
Oh, I'm Roy and I'm here with James.
Hi, we're here today with Pat and his water skiing.
Pat, have you had any disasters while you water ski?
Yeah, I have had one. I was pulling out for the wake and I pulled out a bit too far and I hit a tree.
That's pretty funny. Are you in for another question?
Yeah, sure.
Who drives your boat for you when you water ski?
Usually just my mum and dad.
He must be a pretty good driver. Anyway, hand you back to Riley.
Thanks, James, and a big thanks to Pat for joining us on the
Person of the Week.
Hi, and welcome to the technology segment. We will be teaching you about how to use wikis so you can have fun using them in later life.
Step one is to click on the Edit This Page button. You should see a blank page when you can type things. You can type anything you want to make sure it's not rude. Once you have finished typing, you can click Save in the top right corner.
If you want to make another page to do with a different subject, click on the Edit Navigation button in the bar on the left side of the page. Once you have typed in your heading, click the Add Link button, which looks like a picture of the world with a chain attached to it. When you are happy with it, you can save.
Click the Manage Page button in the bar on the left, then click on the Look and Feel button, then click on the Theme button. Once you are happy with your theme, click on Use Theme. Once you are done, Click back to manage those, and then click the change or make team button again. Change the little boxes underneath the category colors to change the colors. When you're happy, click save. Button halfway down, screen.
Thank you for listening to the Technology Segment. Bye for now.
Welcome to Plays of the Week!
Today our contestants are Tim, Maddie and Josh.
Remember, this information is collected from wikipedia.com.
This is how Plays of the Week works. Sean and I will give the contestants lots of information about our
Plays of the Week.
When we're finished, we'll ask them to guess what they think the Plays of the Week is. So,
here it goes!
The president is Moi Kiribati. The vice president is Moody Arroy.
The capital city is
Nairobi.
This country's population, according to a census on the 8th of February 2007, is 31,138,735. The currency is shilling. The calling code is +254.
It has the busiest airport in East Africa. The colours of the flag are black, red, green and white. This country's anthem is O God of All Creation. This country's motto is Let Us Pull Together. The most popular movie made in this country was Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life. So what do you think it is, contestant one?
I think it is Zimbabwe.
Okay, how about you, contestant two?
I think it's Tokyo.
Okay, how about you, contestant three?
I think it's Egypt.
Okay.
The correct answer was Kenya.
Welcome to Funny Fantastical Facts of the Week. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Izzy.
Let's start with a joke. Izzy?
What do you call a pig with wings? A flying pig.
Where did you get that? Did you make it up on the spot?
As a matter of fact, I did. Get it? I said fact. You get it?
Not funny.
Sorry.
Now on to the facts. The first fact of today is...
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
A goldfish has a memory span of 3 seconds.
Wow. The second fact for today is... Mammal's blood is red, an insect's blood is yellow, and a lobster's blood is blue. Freaky.
The third fact is the longest kiss lasted 30 hours and 59 minutes.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Now moving on, our fourth and final fact for today is the heaviest pumpkin for the Ballet Pumpkin Competition weighed 12.5 kilos and the world record one weighed 449 kilos.
Wow.
Now that concludes our funny, fantastical facts of the week. I'm Izzy.
And I'm Kayla.
Good night.